As you remember, last August, two cases of poliovirus were identified in newly accessible areas of northeast Nigeria. And people are moving, people who are fleeing the conflict in northeast Nigeria, they are moving, and there are some important risks that the polio can be spread. Therefore, following the identification of these two cases, there was a first round of a massive polio campaign in northeast Nigeria. And now we are, the third round will start soon, not only in northeast Nigeria, but also in the Lake Chad Basin, Chad, Niger, Cameroon, and the Central African Republic. And we'll have 39,000 health workers who will be deployed, who are deployed in Lake Chad Basin, and they will deliver the oral polio vaccine in areas which are at high risk for the virus.
And the area there that you're describing, Borno, northeast Nigeria, has been in the grip of Boko Haram violence. So how are you actually operating? How are these 39,000 health workers actually operating on the ground? Because presumably there are still areas that haven't been liberated.
Yeah, first of all, these 39,000 health workers do not only work in northern Nigeria, they also go to the other countries. Well, there are several situations in with regards to the security constraint that you mentioned. First, for instance, UNICEF is permanently based in Maiduguri, so there are areas where we can work, we stay. There are some risk security-wise, but we are there permanently. There are some areas where we have mobile health teams, which means we go with a small number of staff, go to the field, they work, they do vaccination, they screen against malnutrition, they do several things, but they don't stay. And the third situation are the situation where there is no access, and it's still the case in some part of East Nigeria.
And these are the places, obviously, where you're desperately keen to get into, but there's also another problem in that region, and that is severe malnutrition. What are your latest figures?
In the three worst-hit Nigerian states, which are Borno, Yobe, the Adamawa, there are approximately 400,000 children who are at risk of death from severe acute malnutrition. You know that a child who suffers from severe acute malnutrition is 10 times more likely to die because he's just more fragile, more vulnerable. And that's why we take the opportunity of this massive health vaccination campaign to also screen against malnutrition. And also, we are conducting simultaneous malnutrition screening in order to identify the cases of severe acute malnutrition in children under 5. And then when we find them, we refer them to treatment programs. It's important to remember that we are working in a very difficult context, due mostly to security situations where the population is moving and where there is a mounting nutrition crisis. Therefore, this immunization campaign is also an opportunity to screen children against malnutrition and also to refer them to the programs, because one more time, we have not been able to reach in the past all these children to treat them against malnutrition, and there are still some of them who are not reached.
Do you have an idea of how many you still have yet to reach?
Well, we estimate that regarding northeastern Nigeria, there are 400,000 children who are at risk of severe acute malnutrition. And so far, based on my information, we have reached 90,000 or something, 90,000 of them. So we need to do more. We need to do more. We have said that many times. It's a very, very serious and terrible crisis, particularly for children. And we need to do more. In order to do that, we need to have more access, but we also need to have the resources in a proportionate way. You know, there is a lot to do there, and there is not always enough attention on this crisis, and there are clearly not enough resources to cope with this crisis right now.